It is my distinct pleasure to welcome you to this week's edition of Heartline. Heartline is the weekly radio voice coming from the Evangel Home of Fresno. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
Thank you, Ken. We are always delighted here to sit down in Jerry Brenneman's office at Evangel Home. And Jerry's the director of all things Evangel Home under the big, broad covering of what goes on here, from a crisis shelter to counseling center and 9-month life skills training programs and across and a reintroduction back into society program, and just a lot of things going on here, Jerry.
No wonder I'm tired.
It's exhausting work.
It could be exhausting.
Jerry, Holly is with us, and I have some observations and comments, but I want you to make an introduction, and then we're going to hear from her.
And before I introduce Holly, I want to kind of piggyback a bit on your comment about the counseling center and how effective that is for people in the community, folks who aren't living at Evangel Home but need help. A couple weeks ago, I was in church, and a gentleman came up to me afterwards and introduced himself, and I started to introduce myself, and he said, "I know who you are." It's like, uh-oh, now what have I done? And he went on to say how he's been coming to counseling and how helpful that has been. And Jim, I could have hugged him, which would have been very inappropriate since I don't have a clue who he is. But for him to seek me out and tell me how helpful that has been to him, that made my whole day. Yeah. And so, again, I want to thank people, because when they support Evangel Home, that's one of the programs they are supporting. And many of the people who seek counseling there, we have no idea who they are. So that's been a real blessing to a lot of folks. Okay, now I get to turn to Holly and introduce her. Holly is one of those, you look in her eyes and, ooh, you just see a story waiting to pop right out, and it's kind of like she's reeling me into her story right now. And I think some of Holly's story is tough to tell. She's very expressive, and I know she's dealing with a lot of stuff. She's in the crisis home, has been here about 2 weeks, trying to decide what to do with her life. And Holly, I think it's probably going to be, it's going to be sensitive today for you, perhaps. And I just want to encourage you, hon, that as we talk, know that there are people out there listening right now who are in your same situation, whatever it is. And those who aren't will be so thrilled to be able to pray for your situation. So if that's any encouragement and kind of a little boost there, because I know this is going to be sort of tough. So, but Jim, I see in this young lady a woman who tries so hard to do the right thing, and yet is very out of the way about it. You know, some people are always offering to do the right thing because they want to be noticed. Holly just wants to be helpful, and so she watches and sees where you might need help, and then she makes the offer. I don't know that much about the kind of help that Holly needs. As I said, she's kind of quiet, but I'm eager to hear your story, Holly, and know how not only people can pray for you, but how we can help you as we go forward.
So, okay. As you listen, my friend, to what's going on here, understand Holly's already dabbing tears at her eyes, so I know she's raw, and we want to be very sensitive as we ask her to unpack her story a little bit, to understand what's going on in her world. Okay, you're in the crisis shelter, is that correct?
Yes, that is.
And how long have you been here?
2 weeks now.
Okay. Can we know what was going on in your world? Why did Evangel Home become a necessity?
Because I couldn't keep a job. I kept going from job to job, and it was hard to, it was very stressful at work and everything. And I bought a new car, and I'm sorry.
Financial pressure is a big part of your world. Yeah, she's nodding.
Okay. I think you could just go out and get Holly a glass of water. Okay. And if you can continue to talk here. I know there's things that pretty soon her tears will dry up when maybe we just switch gears a bit. But I want to get her a glass of water, because I know sometimes when your eyes are crying, your throat is doing weird things too. Yeah.
Okay.
Be right back.
Thank you, Jerry. Okay, Holly, we're going to step away from that just a little bit and maybe let you get a chance to put yourself back together. You got here to Evangel Home. One of the questions I like to ask the women, they come in here, because it's usually not what you expected.
Right.
So you got here, knocked on the door opened, somebody met you, you walked in, you looked around, and you thought?
how lucky I am to be here, but I have stayed at other shelters, and they just here, you know, when you go into a new place, you don't know how it's going to be. You don't know what the people are going to be like as far as the people that are staying here. And it's just, you know, they had rules, you know, they gave you rules when you sat down, and, you know, you can decide whether or not right there if you want to stay or if you want to go. And I think that was kind of good, because I knew right away that I would be good here because I always have had rules in my life. But back to how I got here, though, it was just kind of hard because I couldn't keep a job, and I had bought a new car, and I had $700 left in my bank account, and I just started driving. I didn't know where to go. I knew I couldn't work in Arizona. And so I ended up here in California and went from shelter to shelter and ended up here, and I just really like it here, and I think that everyone here has been so helpful in making me understand that I do need help, just kind of like with just to get back on my feet again and be able to like trust people and everything.
Mm. So let me ask you, what was your life like growing up? What was your family about? We're going to let her take a little break, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say, you see someone so especially coming from a male perspective, a young woman looking so vulnerable and hurt, the Papa Bear in me raises up.
Yeah.
I want to protect the cave.
Yes.
and come to her defense and slay the lions in her life. And it's kind of... Anyway, I just want to give her a hug.
And, you know, Jim, we didn't... I think it's always interesting how when we have a woman who is on the radio, none of them are required to be.
Mm-hmm.
We ask them. I pray about it, and sometimes I don't pray about it, and sometimes I pray about it and don't get anybody's face coming to my mind. And today when I spoke with Ruby before I came in, we came up... We wanted someone from each program, and... So the two of us thought Holly, we wanted to hear Holly's story. And so Ruby would have asked Holly somehow. And I think you knew you didn't have to do this. So I think that's always a really neat thing, that they just want to be on the radio for some reason.
Mm.
Maybe they have no clue. They don't have any clue what we're going to talk about, because we don't have a clue what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to share the process with people, that we ask women, but they are never required to be here. And sometimes they volunteer. Sometimes when I say, okay, anyone want to do the radio, four or five hands will go up. And then if I don't pick them all, they all say, okay, next time. Yeah. And they hold me to that. So in spite of Holly's the tough situation right now, I know she wants to get through this. And I want to also say, when she mentioned getting in her car and just driving and going from shelter to shelter, how honest that is. Because, Jim, you and I have talked about there's a whole culture, a whole level of people out there that's how they get by.
Mm.
They get in their car, they get on a bus, they hop on a truck with a guy, and they go from city to city, state to state, and that's how they survive. And so for Holly to be able to sit here and say that's how she's surviving, again, that's very courageous, very brave. And to me, that is a call for help.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how we're going to help her here, I'm not sure yet, but we're sure not going to put her back in her car and tell her to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
That won't work.
I don't have a car.
Oh, you don't have a car anymore. You sell your car. I missed that point.
No, I bought it, and then I owed money on it because I couldn't keep a job.
Okay.
I couldn't keep it.
Okay.
And they called me when I was here in California and said I need to turn the car in. So,
okay.
I have my family's back in Arizona and everything, but I can't stay there because I can't work there until I get my life organized.
Okay.
So,
are you in contact with your family now?
I do, yes.
So they know where you are?
They know where I am.
Okay.
Can we go back? I mean, is it okay to ask, what was your family life growing up? Did you have support at home?
Not really. My mom had gotten sick when I was really young, so she moved to Michigan. My dad raised us, and I was never close to my dad.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have two sisters, but I was never even close with them either. Okay. I always say I was kind of the Cinderella of the house, you know. I just was always home cleaning, doing everything while my sisters were out. I was kind of close with my sister when we were younger, my younger sister. But then when we got to school, she just always had her own friends, and I was kind of always in my own, you know. I never really had friends because I didn't want anyone fighting, and so I think I just grew up like that. You know, I would do anything for anyone, and I don't know.
Sounds like she needs a boundaries class.
Yeah, I think so. We kind of have a little Cinderella here who needs a boundaries class. Holly, have you, now you said you've been from shelter to shelter. Have you been in one place long enough where you got in touch with the things that are messing you up?
Not until I got here. Okay. I didn't realize that how much support I really needed outside of my family life, because I never really received any support. And I was married for 13 years, but I still didn't have that kind of support with my husband.
Okay.
How old are you?
I'm 38.
Wow.
Oh, 38 and you look 14.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So I don't want to recommend stress to people, but in Holly's situation, it might be working.
Yeah, I would never have guessed.
I'm thinking maybe 27.
And we're running out of time at this point. Okay. And Holly, I apologize. I had a lot of tears there, and obviously things still very, very raw. Who knows? We'd love to have you back at some point and be able to look back over these hiccups and speed bumps and hear what's happened and the progress of your life. So kind of look forward to that.
Yeah.
Jerry, we're down to about 45 seconds. We're going into the new year. What do we need to be telling our friends?
We need to be praying for, the Evangel Home always enters the new year praying for vision. Well, actually, we pray for vision all the time. But it seems like in January is always a good time to get staff together, have a little staff retreat, and then we come up with our goals for the year. And we have several visions right now. One of them is to really give our kids in daycare a better and healthier physical environment. Mm. And how that's going to play out, Jim, we don't know.
Yeah.
There's possibilities, but we have that vision. So I
It's
like
not like it's unhealthy over there. The kids are well cared for.
Exactly. We just want a bigger spot physically for them.
Okay.
So thank you for clarifying that.
Okay. We're out of time. Holly, thank you. I know it's very difficult. And my listening friend, thank you for joining us today. And we look forward to our next adventure here on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714 or online evangelhome.org. Join us again next time for The Adventure, the radio adventure on Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.